We often talk of peace in the context of war, but this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. From the military to the non-military age. In the first half of the 7th century, when Islam emerged, almost the whole world was groaning under political coercion, ruled by a system of absolute imperialism. This coercive system had robbed people of almost every conceivable goodness. At that time, God commanded the end of the artificial system so that the doors of goodness could be opened to humanity. The Quran sets forth this commandment, "Fight them until there is no more religious persecution and religion belongs wholly to God." 8:39. In this verse, persecution, or in Arabic fitna, means the ancient system of political coercion that, at the time when the verse was revealed, prevailed all over the world. And here, the term religion, or in Arabic deen, means God's creation system based on nature. This means the artificial system of coercion should be ended and, according to God's creation plan, the natural condition should be established wherein everyone will have freedom to act and able to undergo the test of life in a free environment. Through the struggles and sacrifices of the Prophet and his companions, the ancient coercive system was demolished, and a new system, which God wanted, emerged. This was a great change, a unique revolution that changed the face of the globe. Islam overthrew the traditional order of history. This revolution was so vast that it could not come about all of a sudden, and so, with God's special help, it was carried on in the form of a process. This revolution of the early period of Islam was a push, as it were, that was given to history. After this, history began moving in a particular direction. The process that started with Islam in the 7th century then went on reaching its culmination in the 20th and 21st centuries. Thereafter, it became impossible for the old-style coercive system to be re-established in the world. This is no mere coincidence. The fact is that because of the developments in the last two centuries, the world has witnessed enormous changes that block the possibilities of old-style empires being established anywhere. The factors that allow for such empires to be established now simply no longer exist. One can cite several deterrents that oppose the establishment of political empires in the modern world. In the ancient past, when a monarch captured, through force of arms, a certain territory, the inhabitants of that territory accepted his suzerainty, considering this to be the conqueror's right. This is why, in those days, only a monarch, and not commoners, could defeat another monarch. But in today's world, thanks to democracy, political freedom, and the concept of national government, public opinion has changed so much that no external conqueror can gain the wide social acceptance that is necessary to establish stable rule. Through the struggles and sacrifices of the Prophet and his companions, the ancient coercive system was demolished, and a new system, which God wanted, emerged. In the past, the economy was based wholly on land, and land was considered the personal property of the king. But today, the Industrial Revolution has given birth to innumerable economic resources that everyone can access. And so, it has become possible for ordinary people to acquire independent economic means outside the domain of governmental control. This economic transformation has, in turn, made the possibility of governmental coercion even less possible. Likewise, today there is something that can be called a media deterrent. In modern times, the development of media and communications has made it possible for news about a local happening to be broadcast almost immediately across the rest of the world so that people everywhere can come to know about it. This is a massive check that has made it virtually impossible to resuscitate the old-style political empires. Now, no emperor can do whatever he likes without fear of censure, unlike before. In the same way today, we have what can be called a universal deterrent in the form of the United Nations, Amnesty International, and numerous human rights groups. No ruler can afford to turn a blind eye to their concerns or to act against them for too long. Following these momentous changes in the global level, human history entered a new phase. If the ancient period was what could be called the military age, the new age is the non-military age. In the former period, military power was considered necessary to achieve any major success. But now, the peaceful method has gained the status of being a completely successful method. Now, efforts for any goal without needing to use violence at any stage can be undertaken. Relying only on peaceful means throughout, one can now reach the pinnacle of success. The fact is that the violent method has now become an anachronism. It is contrary to the spirit of the age. Relying only on peaceful means throughout, one can now reach the pinnacle of success. The fact is that the violent method has now become an anachronism. It is contrary to the spirit of the age. Given present-day conditions, it can be confidently said that no longer does the age of jihad, in the sense of qital or war, still exist. Today, the time for jihad, in the sense of peaceful efforts, has returned to the world. This does not mean that jihad, in the sense of qital, has now been abrogated. It still remains as a commandment, as it was. The new situation has to do not with any abrogation of the commandment, but rather with the changes in the prevailing conditions. This follows from the generally accepted rule in Islamic jurisprudence that with the change of time and space, some commandments, application, can also change. It is clear in this regard that there is a basic distinction between change and abrogation in terms of their very nature. This change that has taken place in present times is in favor of Islam, and it is one of the results of the revolution brought out by Islam itself. This happened so that opportunities for constructive work could be opened to the utmost extent. The followers of Islam now have no need to enter any confrontation for the sake of conveying the message of Islam. They can present the message peacefully.